Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Evangelist Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning into our broadcast today. Before I start my message, I want to remind you that according to the Word, according to our Heavenly Father, January 1st is not the beginning of the year. Now, January 1st to December 31st, most people use it for tax purposes. But according to Exodus chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, and Exodus chapter 13, verse 4, Nisan or Abib is the beginning of the year. So we really need to get on the Father's timetable if we're not there yet. Now, a lot of people believe Rosh Hashanah, Tishrei 1 is the beginning of the year. It's the civil new year. But according to the Word, Nisan 1 is the beginning of the year. And Nisan 1 this year is on April 8th. So 6 p.m. on April 8th starts the beginning of the year. And you need to gear up for that, because the Father still has around 3 months to finish the year. A student can't tell the teacher when to end the course. And the Father deals with us on a yearly basis. And he's not finished with us. He wants to crown our year with fatness, the book of Psalms says. So we just have to remember that. And you know, who are we to close out a year on the Heavenly Father? So pray about it and search the scriptures again. Exodus chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Exodus chapter 13, verse 4. But go with me to Isaiah 59. We've been talking about how we could be the problem. Why the Father hasn't done certain things in our lives that he's promised us. We could be the problem. Isaiah 59, verse 1. Behold, the Father's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that he cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your Father, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. See, we could be the problem. And we've been talking about how to turn the flesh over to the Father, allow him to mortify the deeds of our flesh, and conform us into the image of Yeshua. That's in Romans 8, verse 13 and 29. And I mentioned that we need to go to Romans through Revelation and ask the Father to point out those scriptures in our lives that can clean us, that will continue that sanctification process by the Father in our lives. And once we have them marked off, then we say, Father, I'm saying these scriptures for me and my family, and I'm going to use the terms we, us, or all. So if you see a scripture that the just shall live by faith, you put yourself. We are just. We live by faith. No corrupt communication proceeds out of our mouths. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. It's a powerful weapon. And go with me to Romans chapter 13, verse 14. Put on Yeshua and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. The only help we have in mortifying the deeds of our flesh is the Spirit of the Father inside of us. Paul said, the things I want to do, I don't do. The things I don't want to do, I do. Who's going to help me? But it's only by relying on the Spirit of the Father to clean us. He provides the water and the soap, and we do the cleansing process by going through the Word. See, a lot of people go to the Torah, the first five books of the Bible, and they read the law that the Father gave to Moses. But that's a bunch of rules and regulations. Like, it's like going to the police station and looking at all the statutes, like you can't be drunk disorderly in public, you can't bribe any city officials, and things like that. Why would you look at all those rules? Because there's something in you that doesn't want to do those things. Well, it's the Father inside of us that can only do the law. And the reason you go to the epistles is because the epistles were written by people who had the Spirit of the Father inside of them. They're going through some of the same things that we're going through. Moses had the Spirit of the Father on him. And reading the Torah doesn't give any answers how to do it, but you go to the epistles. It's just incredible when you read it and you see what Paul says. That's not me, but Yeshua that lives within me. Things I want to do, I don't do. The things I don't want to do, I do. Who's going to help me but the Father? So we can realize that he had to rely on the Father. He wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. So it's important to read the epistles and to allow the Father to clean us. In Romans 14, verse 16, let not your good be evil spoken of. See, people are going to talk against us. When we serve the Father, people are going to come against us. But we don't want to give place to the devil where they have a reason to come against us. So it's very important. Don't let your good be evil spoken of. In verse 19, let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace, and things wherewith one may edify another. The only way that peace can come out of us is through the Father, because the Father is developing. As we decrease, as we allow Him to decrease our flesh, then the fruit of the Spirit starts coming out of our life, which is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. And peace is one of the fruit of the Spirit. It's all allowing the Father to do His work. In chapter 15, verse 1, we that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. We see, we may be strong in certain areas and people may be weak in those areas. We may be weak in certain areas and people are strong in areas. We can't just come down on somebody who's weak in a certain area, because we got weaknesses too. And that's what the Father's trying to do. He's trying to make our weaknesses to be strengths. And only He can do it. Paul said, "When I'm weak, then I'm strong." Chapter 16 of Romans, verse 20, "And the Father of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. But we turn the flesh over to the Father. Satan has no access to us, because the only access he has is through the flesh. And we turn the flesh over to the Father and listen to what he wants us to do. All we really have to do is put out the garbage and he'll take it away. Just admit when he tells us that we have too much bitterness possibly, or jealousy or pride. Don't argue with him. Let him take it away. Put it out for him to take it away. Satan has no access. In verse 25, "Now to him that is a power to establish you according to my gospel." He's got the power to establish us. But to establish us, we have to decrease so he can increase us. We have to decrease in the flesh, and only he can do it. Go with me to 1 Corinthians, verse 9, chapter 1. "The Father is faithful, by whom we are called into the fellowship of his Son, Yeshua." See, the way to keep the Father moving, mortifying the deeds of our flesh, is to have that fellowship with Him and listen to Him. Again, don't argue with Him. You're going to lose. Whatever He tells you to do, do it. That's what Mary said at the wedding feast of Cana. Whatever He says to do, do it. If He's going to do something about it, fine. If He's not, He's not. He's the boss. And see, we can't argue with Him. He knows us better than we know ourselves. And if He points something out, let Him get rid of it. Just agree. When you agree, you're putting it out for Him to pick it up and get rid of it. But in verse 26, "For you know your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called, but the Father has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And the Father has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And the base things of the world and things which are despised had the Father chosen, yeah, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are." See, He loves when we humble ourselves and He can take the junk out of our lives. Then He can raise us up out of nowhere. Some of us are the least likely to be raised up in the world's eyes, but not according to the Father. If He can find somebody who will humble themselves under Him and allow Him to mortify the deeds of the flesh, no telling what He could do in that person's life. No telling. Hallelujah. Chapter 2, verse 9. "As it is written, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, the things that the Father has prepared for them that love Him." That's us who turn our flesh over to Him. Another thing I want to mention is in John chapter 17. Please turn me to John 17. I've been mentioning this in some previous broadcasts. I love the King James to preach and to teach, but you really have to go back and check out what the Greek says. John 17, verse 11. "And now I am no more in the world, Yeshua said to His Father, but these are in the world, and I come to You, Holy Father. Keep them." This is what it says in the Greek. "Keep them, Holy Father, in Your name which You have given Me." The emphasis is on the name which the Father has given Him, not the apostles. In verse 12, "While I was with them in the world, I kept them in Your name which You gave Me." And as I mentioned on previous broadcasts, Yahshua comes from Yahweh. The Y-A-H is His Father's name. We mentioned in Psalm 68, verse 4, it says that His name, the Father's name, is Jah, J-A-H, but there is no J in the Hebrew language. Never was. It's Yah, Y-A-H. And around 38 times, David just called Him Yah. He's my Yah. And so the Yah from Yahweh is Yah, Y-A-H-S-H-U-A. It's so powerful. Tradition have gotten people away from it. But 7,000 times in the Old Testament, the King James people translated Yahweh as Lord, capitalized. 7,000 times. That's His name. Yahweh is a continual action verb. When you call upon Yahweh, use His name, He continually works on your behalf. Actually, in Genesis chapter 2, it says Yahweh formed man out of the dust of the earth. That's the first time it was used. He actively got involved with His creation. When you use Yahweh, He actively gets involved in the situation you're going through. So just pray about what I said, and you have to go back to the Greek. Also, on my website, henrywalker.org, I have a message called Divorce and Remarriage. And if you are divorced and people are telling you that you can't get remarried, you need to go to my message, check out the scriptures, go to the Father, and find out what He wants you to do. If you're in the middle of a marriage and you're thinking about divorce, go to my message, search the scriptures out, go to the Father, and find out what He wants you to do. Stop listening to people who are going to tell you what to do based on tradition, and they don't understand the Greek words that are being used in that topic in the Word. So it's so important that you go to the Father yourself. But let's go to the Father in prayer right now. Put your hand on the radio if you can as a point of contact. Father, thank you for the people that are listening out there, Father. Help us all to turn our flesh over to you on a daily basis, Father, because we want to be conformed to the image of Yeshua. We want the fruit of the Spirit to come out of us, which are characteristics of Yeshua. And I thank you and I praise you, Father. But we're epistles, Father, that want to be read by so many people. We want people to see you inside of us, Father. So I just thank you. So touch the people right now with a special healing touch, a deliverance touch, Father. Restore peace into families, Father, into people's lives. And Father, people that have lost their houses, lost their jobs, you can restore because you're the Father of restoration. And I just thank you for your anointing flowing in people's lives right now, taking out that pain, taking away that dizziness, bring the blood sugar level to be perfect and to stay perfect, to bring blood pressure to be perfect, a perfect setting, regular, and to stay that way. Only you can do these miracles right now, Father, in the mighty name of Yeshua. And I receive them for them in the name of Yeshua. Amen. I want you to hear some more about this ministry. Again, this is Evangelist Henry Walker. I have a website, henrywalker.org, as I mentioned. I've written three books. One is called Seasons, talks about the feast days of Yeshua and how he fulfilled every one of them, with the exception of three, which he will fulfill in the last days. My book, Noon, talks about the months of the year, how the Father did things in the Word on the months of the year, and he wants to repeat them on those months, based on his calendar. You can use my book, Noon, in conjunction with my biblical calendar page, which shows you when each month begins and ends up to the year 2020, when each feast day begins up to the year 2020 on both calendars. Also, in that book, Noon, I talk about the hours of the day that the Father did things in the Word and how He wants to repeat them. And there's a certain hour of the day when His healing anointing flows more than any other hour. You have to remember the day runs from 6 p.m. to 6 p.m. Genesis 1 says evening and morning were the first day. And my third book is called Demystifying the Trinity, which explains the Trinity, and you'll be so comforted by that book. I want to sell these books to you at my course, which is $5 each. I'm not trying to make any money on the books, and if you have no money, we'll send them to you free. Just call me at 772-801-3677, 772-801-3677. If you have any questions on how to use the biblical calendar, there's a link on the biblical calendar page to the Hebrew calendar. Just call me. I'll tell you how to use it. And if you miss any broadcast, you can go to WCNO.com, click on demand, use the hour to go back to God's timing is everything. Click on that, and you have all prior messages. Please tell other people about this message about turning our flesh over to the Father and allowing Him to mortify the deeds of our flesh and conform us into the image of Yeshua. It's just so important. We just can't go to the Word and claim these promises in the Word without surrendering everything to the Father. This doctrine of naming and claiming and speaking things into existence is very dangerous if one hasn't turned everything over to the Father, surrendering everything over to a Heavenly Father. So remember till next time, this is Evangelist Henry Walker saying, greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org, or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida 34979. Attention homeowners, do you feel frustrated about not being able to sell your home? Are you worried because you're about to be transferred, or have you recently been laid off? Maybe you're facing foreclosure or behind in your monthly payments. It's not your fault. Start Fresh Home Buyers can help you. They will buy your home quickly and for a fair price, even if you have no equity and you owe more than it's worth. They're not realtors. They don't want to list your house. They want to buy it. Start Fresh Home Buyers is available at 772-675-9588. If you are in or facing foreclosure, you may be eligible for a government program that can put cash in your pocket at closing. Now your foreclosure problems and even your missed back payments can be put behind you, and you can get a fresh start at life. Start Fresh Home Buyers, a corporate